Back here at Cannon McMillan High School for the AAA WPIAL Championships on 1450 AM WJPA and WJPA.com and greensports.net. Greg Warnock, Sam McCollum with you here, bringing you all the action today. And Sam, so far we've seen a lot of great wrestling, and we got one more round of consolations to go before the medal matches.
Yeah, we really do, and the consolations have been outstanding today. I mean, normally you see a lot of falls during consolations, and we really haven't seen that here. So it's been some great wrestling. Semifinals were awesome. Finals are only going to be that much better.
And really, those semifinals, we talked about them finishing up earlier. There was quite a bit of tech falls in those finals, and obviously the higher scoring plays a big part of that. But we talked to, I mean, there's tiers to wrestling, I think, right? And there's there always has been, but I think the truly elite have really separated themselves. They're in a whole other world, and obviously I think with a lot of sports becoming one sport, a lot of athletes becoming one sport athletes nowadays,
yeah,
you get that, right? Where you get those top two or three kids in every weight that are truly above and beyond that next tier.
Yeah, they just really are. I mean, we're not trying to put anybody down or anything. It's just fact. I mean, you know, you have three or four kids at every weight that are just better than everybody else. But I am surprised that the semifinals went as quickly as they did. I'm also surprised to see as many tech falls as we did in the semifinals.
Yeah, right. And I think that truly, you look at some of these guys, they're not only just some of the best guys in the state of Pennsylvania, they're in some of the best guys in the nation.
Absolutely. Absolutely they are. I mean, you talk about guys like Maddox Shaw. I mean, he's got to be one, two, or three in the country right now. And just, you know, Western PA. Western PA, what more can you say? You know, we're going to step aside real quick and pay some sponsors here, and then we'll be back for some action probably in just the next couple minutes. So stick around. You're listening to High School Wrestling on WJPA and greensports.net.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School, getting ready for the next round of consolation action, round number four. And we have four mats, two matches per weight, should go pretty quickly.
Yeah, they certainly should, yeah, and see if they end up, I think they will probably use all four mats, but sometimes they'll reduce it down depending on rest time. And but I think that huge, I think it's about a half hour break, so I think we should be good rest time wise.
Should be. And they'll probably leave the fourth mat up because you have first, third, fifth, and now seventh.
Right, all going at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they'll only, based on table workers, those are only the first three mats here for this one.
Well, you know what? You might be right. They're not using a fourth mat, are they?
Coach from TJ to mat two. TJ,
I thought because of the fact that we had that half-hour break, they may.
Yeah,
just
right.
To kind of get through the round and get a little more of a break for the referees. But, yeah. Underway on mat number one. That's Michael Johnson of West Allegheny taking on Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional. Bryce Thomas of Moon, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. So both matches at 107 underway.
So the winner here moves on to wrestle for third place, and the loser will wrestle for fifth place.
Takedown right to a bear hug for Rehack, but unable to finish. Thomas now spins behind. Rehack able to turn in and face him, though. Still no score, 30 seconds in. Scoreless at the end of one are Johnson and Fennec.
So if you're just tuning in, this is the way it looks for the Washington County and Greene County Schools. Cannon McMillan has seven still alive. I was going to say seven going on to the next tournament, but it gets to that seventh, eighth place match, and we're not sure. So at 121, it's Gianno Gardner, 133, Collier Hartman, 145, Mason Calgaro, 172, Aiden Solomon, 189, Bryce Collins, 215, Braden Collins, and at heavyweight, Owen Rush. For Peters Township, they do have Nicholas McGarity in the finals today, and then one other wrestler still alive is Darius McMillan at 152. Trinity has Parker Jennings, TJ Allison, Devin Junko still alive, and Dom Canale will be in the finals. Waynesburg has Jake Stevenson in the finals, Brock Evans and Rowan Tustin still alive. Ringgold has Leif Serko, Evan Tolliver, Christian Lowther, and Jake Conroy still alive. So a lot of Greene County and Washington County wrestlers still moving, still yep. going.
An escape for Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional to begin the second period, and he leads Johnson 1-0. Had a takedown for Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. He leads 3-0 in their 30 seconds into the second, taking on Thomas of Moon. Now, you mentioned all those names. Only a few guys eliminated
yeah.
here this weekend thus far, so
yeah,
definitely
not too many. Points. Not too many. That's great.
The other match is at 114. Colton Klippa of Norwin leading Zach Franks of Connellsville 1-0. They're wrestling on their feet. So again, four mats out, but only wrestling on three for this round.
And as we said, the finals will begin at 3:30. It'll be me, and I will be joined by Scott Rhodes as Greg gets promoted. And he does the NFHS broadcast and Flow, correctly? Am I right?
I think it's just NFHS.
Okay, I thought that yeah. was going to Flow, too. Maybe I'm wrong.
6-0 lead for Rehack at Thomas Jefferson, and now back points as well. He'll lead 10-0 on Thomas as we'll get a fresh start in the center. 1-0, Fennec leads Johnson at the end of two. Johnson will go on the bottom for the third.
Klipka out of Norwin, still leading 1-0 over Franks. That's in the second period. Well, that 1 minute first period seems so short, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
I kind of like college wrestling where you have that 3 minute first period. I like that long first period. I really do.
I'll tell you, in college wrestling, that first period, a lot of times it's a lot of feeling out for those guys.
Yeah.
You're losing 2 minutes just feeling out one another.
Sure.
Fennec riding and leading 1-0 on Johnson. In this third period. 10-1 at the end of two for Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Some blood time cleanup going on right now.
You know, we talk a lot of time about seeded wrestlers that drop into consolations, but you know, in all actuality, if you're a third seed and you lose early and work your way all the way back, you could finish third.
That's right.
So it's good seeding.
Minute to go in the third. Fennec still riding and leading 1-0. A fresh start here for Johnson in the center. Blood time once again going for Bryce Thomas, just seconds into the third.
Well, Zachary Franks out of Connellsville has just caught Colton Klippa in a cradle and has him on his back. He's going to get at least 4 near fall points if he doesn't get the fall. Yeah, the way that shoulder's up, I'm not sure he's going to be able to get it down. Franks will go up 6-1, though, over Klippa here in the third period. That's 114-pound consolation action.
Fennec has Johnson completely flattened out right now. 30 seconds left in the third.
Well, 6-2 now. Klippa gets an escape. Down to 40 seconds to go in the match.
Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional with a great job of riding in the third period will defeat Michael Johnson of West Allegheny 1-0 at 107 pounds. Still more blood time going for Bryce Thomas, who trails Zach Rehack 10-1.
Wow, within 10 seconds, they hit Zach Franks for stalling twice. And now the match is 6-3 with 20 seconds to go. Franks still in the lead. Seconds to go here in the final period. And another caution for stalling. And another point. 6-4 now the score for Franks. And there's 7 seconds left.
Parker Jennings of Trinity underway against Titus Colangelo. Colangelo with an opening takedown. Leads 3-0.
Well, a late takedown for Zachary Franks. He'll win 10-4 over Colton Klippa of Norwin.
And a 1. Jennings of Trinity trails Colangelo of Franklin Regional 3-0. 10-2 lead for Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. 1:20 to go in the third, wrestling neutral.
Now it's Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny against Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford, 121 pounds. Time running down. Zach Rehack, 13-2 over Bryce Thomas. That's under a minute to go in their match. I think you could probably pencil Rehack in.
Always say pencil, though, because you just never know.
You know, that's exactly right. And in the computer age, young kids are listening going, what? What's he using a pencil for?
Parker Jennings of Trinity on the bottom in the second period. 1.5 minutes to go. Trailing in the second. Trailing 3-0 to Colangelo.
Bam!
Time's going to tick down here, down to 5 seconds to go. That'll do it. Your final score, 13-3. Zach Rehack out of Thomas Jefferson over Bryce Thomas of Moon.
55 seconds to go in the second period. Colangelo leading Jennings 3-0.
Well, I didn't see they had taped the nose of Rehack all the way around his head. Man, I don't know how those kids breathe like that.
Yeah, right. That was Thomas, actually, I think they had that taped around. But, yeah, you're right.
Oh, was it Thomas? No, that was Rehack, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Thomas.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. But still, I don't know how they breathe. And I saw a boy at the section tournament. They wrapped that tape all the way around his nose, and he had a mouth guard.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
2-on-1 tilt from Colangelo. He's already up 7-0 on Jennings. And he's got some back points waiting. Wants to try to slip a wing in. Was thinking he might get some back points from it, but doesn't. And now he'll get his three for the 2-on-1 tilt. So 10-0 at the end of two. Colangelo with choice. He'll go on top for the third. Gianno Gardner of Canna McMillan. Nate Crocciolo of Hempfield area underway. Always careful. I got to say Hempfield area because District 3 Hempfield gets upset whenever you don't say Hempfield area.
Hey, I get confused when we do the state wrestling tournament. Hempfield area. Which Hempfield are you from? Luckily, Hempfield, aren't they red and black?
The District 3 one,
yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think they are. So Hempfield areas. I don't know if they're blue and white or blue and gray, but.
I always try to just say, like, District 3 Hempfield a lot of times.
Yeah, right.
Like, when I'm up there. Cause
that's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That is safe. Bencho leading 3-0 over DeSantis. Bencho out of West Allegheny. DeSantis out of Penn Trafford. 121 pounds.
Jennings still on the bottom in this third period, trailing 10-0 to Colangelo. Start of the second period, Gardner of Canna McMillan on the bottom in a scoreless match. Reversal and takes Rochelo right to his back. Got a couple of near fall points, then got into some danger, just gives up the escape and out of bounds. So it should be 4-1, just 16 seconds into the second.
Bencho now into the third period. Still leading 4-0 over DeSantis. And now with a cradle locked up is Bencho out of West Allegheny. He's got DeSantis in the cradle. Can he get him to his back?
Colangelo will ride Jennings for the entire third period. He will win by major decision, 10-0. That's at 114. Gardner of Canna McMillan. He's up 5-4 after a takedown from Crocciolo and then escape for Gardner.
Well, DeSantis able to break out of the cradle. 1 minute remaining in the third. Bencho still leading 11-0.
Going to see Carter Putt of Indiana, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. Underway at 127 pounds. Still 5-4. Gardner out in front, 30 seconds left. Second period, wrestling neutral. Shot in by Caracciolo. Gardner tries to spin around behind. Now Caracciolo gets a little tighter on the leg, and he's going to get his hands up around the hips. And Caracciolo is going to get the takedown. He'll lead Gardner 7-5.
Well, that match kind of going back and forth, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Down to 25 seconds to go. I think you can pencil Bencho in out of West Allegheny. He's up 11-0. Well, they go off the edge of the mat with 12 seconds to go. Thomas Bencho out of West Allegheny, 11-0 over Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford. 121-pound consolation action. And that'll do it. That's your final. Thomas Bencho is your winner out of West Allegheny, 11-0.
Gardner for Cannon McMillan, trailing 7-5. And now an escape for Caracciolo of Hempfield area. He now leads 8-5.
A.J. Snatchko, West Allegheny, will now come out against Kale Yannick of Moon. 133-pound action.
Takedown for Caracciolo to go up 11-5, a minute to go in the third period. Caracciolo came into this unseeded. He was faced off in the opening round against the number 7 seed, Michael Worson of Fox Chapel, and beat him 12-8. And then dropped a tight 2-1 decision to Nolan Rice, who ended up getting to the final. And Caracciolo has just won everything in the consi since. Carter Putt of Indiana is going to get a fall on Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. Time of that fall, 1 minute and 57 seconds, thanks to a cradle.
Okay.
Caracciolo back in. There's hold on to that leg. We'll take Gardner out, but an escape point. It's 11-6. 24 seconds left in the third. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan, Chase Smith of Franklin Regional about to get underway. Gardner, a last second toss. Caracciolo able to drop his hips, gets the takedown, and near fall points coming. 14-6. He's got four near falls if he doesn't get the pin here in the final seconds. That's Caracciolo of Hempfield area, 18-6 over Gardner of Cannon McMillan.
Well, you got to give Gardner credit. He tried a lateral drop. He was just trying to do anything he could, and he got caught on his back. So at least he was trying to win.
That's right. Collier Hartman underway with Smith of Franklin Regional. They're scoreless 30 seconds in. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, Mikey Ruan of Franklin Regional about to get underway.
Kale Yannick now leading A.J. Snatchko 3-0. And that's in the second period. Are you sure those first periods are a minute? Because I look down and look way back and they're gone. That's a quick minute.
It is a quick minute. Scoreless at the end of one are Hartman and Smith. Smith will start on the bottom here in the second period.
Snatchko gets an escape, so it's 3-1 in favor of Yannick. Just about a minute to go in the second period of their match. That's 133-pound consolation action.
Smith will get the escape. He leads Hartman 1-0. Tolliver and Ruan scoreless at the end of one. Tolliver will go on the bottom for the second period. Hartman gets behind Smith, get a takedown. Looking for a tilt near the edge of the mat. They go out of bounds. Does get two near falls as well. So Hartman with the takedown and near falls goes up 5-1.
Time ticking down here in the second period. Kale Yannick of Moon still leading 3-1 over A.J. Snatchko, West Allegheny. We owe you a break. We'll take a break right after the Collier Hartman match.
An escape for Smith. A minute to go in the second. He leads 5-2, does Hartman. Tolliver still on the bottom, scoreless. Hartman able to get up. Last second headlock attempt by Smith, but Hartman was too tight on the body. Takedown makes it 8-2 for Hartman. Reversal for Tolliver. He's up 2-0. Hartman trying to tilt. Not going to get back points. He'll be up 8-2 at the end of two. Tolliver tried to get a leg in. Gets a little high. He's going to give a reversal back. 2-2, 50 seconds to go, second period. Now Tolliver able to reverse back. And now he leads 4-2.
Kale Yannick out of Moon still leading 6-2 over A.J. Snatchko, West Allegheny. That's almost halfway through the third period. Speaking of the Moon Tigers, did a dual meet last year, and one of the wrestlers' dads happened to be Kurt Angle. And he was at the match.
Okay.
So I went up and talked to him. I said, Kurt, I went to college with his brother.
Okay.
But I said, Kurt, I remember when you worked for WJPA broadcasting high school wrestling. He did. And he just laughed. He was really a nice guy. Really a nice guy. Yeah, when after he won his, I think it was after he won his Olympic medal, he did some high school wrestling with JPA.
Okay. Late reversal from Ruana Franklin Regional. He and Tolliver, are tied at 4 at the end of 2. Tolliver wants to go neutral with Ruan, so he's going to give the point escape. He'll trail 5-4 to start the third. Hartman, Akana, McMillan leading 11-2, 52 seconds to go in the third. He is riding with that lead.
You know, I always think you've got to have a lot of confidence on your feet if you give your opponent an escape and it puts them up by one.
Yeah.
You better have a lot of confidence.
And there wasn't a takedown in the first. Eleven-3, Hartman with a shot in. Drop Smith down to a hip. Trying to work up the body. He'll get the takedown. Hartman's lead now 14-3, giving escape 14-4. Tolliver in on the leg of Ruan. Tolliver close to that takedown, and he'll get it. Tolliver of Ringgold up 7-5. They have 50 seconds to go in the third. Hartman trying to get one more takedown. Smith, a last second toss. No points on either side, and Hartman of Canada McMillan will move on with a 14-4 major decision. 30 seconds left for Tolliver. 10-4 win for Kale Yannick of Moon over A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. Final seconds here for Tolliver of Ringgold. They go out of bounds with 13 seconds left.
Well, so far it looks like a smart move for Tolliver to give the one-point escape.
Absolutely.
Owen Campbell out of Plum. Talon Mazenko out of South Fayette now underway on mat 3.
Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. Quick takedown on Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan. Tolliver is going to get some back points as Ruan tried a last second roll. But Tolliver will win 10-5 from Ringgold. Higgins of Bethel Park, cradle locked in on Calgaro, and he gets the fall. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park by fall in 28 seconds.
Wow.
That was quick.
He didn't even break a sweat. You know, we're going to go ahead and step aside. You're listening to High School Wrestling on WJPA and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729. You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan. Consolation action. Up to 152 pounds. Well, actually, we're at 139, 145, and 152 on all three, on the three mats. Kind of spread it out here a little bit.
Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon leading Luke Dunlap of South Fayette 1-0, 15 seconds to go in the second period of wrestling on their feet. That's at 152. Max Firestein of Franklin Regional leading Liam Hine of Mars 3-1 at the end of two periods. That's at 145.
And Talamazenko still trailing 2-0 to Owen Campbell. That's back at 139.
In case you missed any of the action through this fourth round of consolations at 107, Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional 1-0 over Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson by major decision, 13-3 over Bryce Thomas of Moon. 114, Zach Franks of Connellsville, 10-4 over Colton Klippa of Norwin. Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional by major decision, 10-0 over Parker Jennings of Trinity. 121, Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield Area by major decision, 18-6 over Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny by major decision, 11-0 over Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford. 127, Carter Putt of Indiana by fall, 157 over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. Evan Tulliver of Ringgold, 10-5 over Mikey Ruan of Franklin Regional. 133, Kale Yannick of Moon, 10-5 over A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan by major decision, 14-4 over Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. So that gets us to our 139 weight class.
And we have a final, Owen Campbell of Plum, a 2-0 winner over Talamazenko of South Fayette.
And the other one at 139 was T.J. Allison of Trinity by forfeit over Dyden Soto of Bell Vernon. So that's why we didn't see T.J. Allison come to the mats.
That's how we got separated so far in the weights, I'm sure.
So we're through 139. We have a 145 match going on right now. It's Max Feierstein, Franklin Regional, leading Liam Hine of Mars 7-1. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette with a takedown. A couple of takedowns, actually. He's up 7-2 now over Cole Givens of Mount Lebanon. 30 seconds left in the third. He was trailing in the bout.
Darius McMillan now out on the mat out of Peters Township in his match with Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. Quick takedown for McMillan. He'll go up 3-0.
Final 13 seconds of the third period for Dunlap of South Fayette. Riding and leading Gibbons of Mount Lebanon 7-2. Gibbons to his feet. And Dunlap will bring him back down to the mat. And he'll ride for those final seconds. Dunlap of South Fayette, a winner 7-2. And also the final seconds for Max Feierstein of Franklin Regional. Escape for Liam Hine. Last second attempt. No points on the board. They didn't give the point for Hine, but it should be 7-2. Regardless, Feierstein is your winner.
End of the first. Darius McMillan out of Peters Township leading 3-0 over Griffin Reed in North Allegheny. And that'll bring Brock Evans up on mat number two out of Waynesburg. He'll wrestle Christian Lowther out of Ringgold. McMillan a one-point escape in the second period. He now leads 4-0 over Reed.
Brooke Smith of Montour, Logan Matrish of Penn Trafford, scoreless 32nd in. Still scoreless between Evans and Lowther, 15 seconds to go in the first.
McMillan with a takedown here in the second. He'll go up 7-0 over Reed. You know, I just happened to think, 40 minutes ago, I saw Brock Evans eating a piece of pizza. Oh, to be young, I guess.
That's right.
I'm sure at this point in the season, a piece of pizza is a very valued item to a wrestler.
That's right.
Somebody's been watching their weight like crazy.
No score at the end of one for Smith and Matrich. Smith on the bottom for the second. Evans to his feet and out for one. Seconds into the second period.
Down to 25 seconds to go here in the second period. between McMillan and Reed. McMillan still leading 7-0. Now in on a single, switching to a double leg is Lowther, and he'll get the takedown on Evans and go up 3-1. Three to one with a minute 14 to go in the second period. Lowther over Evans. 1 point escape for Evans will make it 3-2. Darius McMillan up 7-0 over Griffin Reed. That match now in the third period.
Escape for Smith Amontor. He leads 1-0. 30 seconds left in the second period. Wrestling neutral. Takedown for Brock Evans. He's up 5-3 on Lowther. 40 seconds to go in the second.
McMillan and Reed started the third period on their feet, and that's where they remain. Score 7-0 in favor of McMillan.
Matt Risch of Ben Trafford. He's going to choose neutral. Or excuse me, he went down. Smith giving the escape. So we're going to be tied at one. Wrestling on their feet to start third. Evans will ride for the balance of the second period. He's up 5-3 on Lowther at the end of two periods. Choice belonging to Lowther, and he'll go on the bottom.
Well, McMillan now taken down. Still leads 7-3 with 40 seconds remaining in the match, but he is on bottom. And now 1 point escape for McMillan as Reed will let him up. 30 seconds to go. Griffin Reed close to getting a takedown, trying to come around the side here. Grabbing onto a leg is McMillan. And we're going to have a stalemate call. 9 seconds to go. Now an escape for McMillan. A shot in by Reed. Off the edge they go. 3 seconds remaining. And your winner is going to be Darius McMillan, 8-3 out of Peters Township, as he defeats Griffin Reed of North Allegheny.
Takedown for Rook Smith of Montour. He's going to go up 4-1 with 30 seconds left in the third period. Lowther of Ringgold, he's going to pick up a reversal on the edge of the mat on Evans to tie it at 5 with 1:09 to go in the third.
Well, now the 1 point escape given to Evans. Lowther wants to work from his feet.
And Rook Smith will be a 4-1 winner at 160 pounds.
Out on the mat now, Caleb Kinsey, Armstrong, McLean Miller, Pine Richland.
Third period. Christian Lowther, Ringgold's going to have to pick up the momentum a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch these two, you wouldn't know who needs to score.
Been really just looking at each other for the last 30, 40 seconds. He had a minute to go when he gave up the escape and not a single attack. Until right now at 10 seconds left. Now a shot in. Evans will drive him out of bounds with 3 seconds to go.
He almost caught Evans off balance, though, and caught the legs.
Shot in by Lowther, and Evans will move on 6-5. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe underway with Mason Hartung of North Allegheny.
You know what? We're going to step away, take a brief break here. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Wrestling on 1450 AM WJPA and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Here we go. We're up to 172 pounds in consolations and also 189 pounds.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe leading Mason Hartung in North Allegheny 4-0, 20 seconds ago in the second period. Snyder riding with that lead. Carter Morvay of North Hills leading Michael Oshuski of Moon 3-0, 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Caleb Kinsey trailing 5-1 to McLean Miller late in the second period. Miller out of Pine Richland. Kinsey out of Armstrong.
Start of the third period, Snyder of Latrobe wrestling on his feet. So I think we last updated the results from 139, so we'll get to 145 as far as the fourth round consolations. In case you are just tuning in, Max Feierstein at 145 decision from Franklin Regional, decision Liam Hine of Mars 7-1. Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park by fall over Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan in 28 seconds. 152, Darius McMillan of Peters Township, 8-3 over Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, 7-2 over Cole Givens of Mount Lebanon. 160, Brock Evans of Waynesburg, 6-5 over Christian Lowther of Ringgold. And Rook Smith of Montour, 4-1 over Logan Matrich of Penn Trafford. Again, we're at 172 and 189. Another match that it has a forfeit to it at 189, Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson over Mark Gray of Kiski area by forfeit. Mark Gray lost to Stevenson in that
right.
Semifinal, so might be dealing with an injury of some kind. And
oh, did he forfeit?
Gray forfeited, yeah.
Yeah, he had that shoulder brace on, if you remember. So
right.
Maybe just to save his shoulder or something.
For next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really at this point you've advanced, right? I mean, I know you're at this point wrestling for positioning, but some of those guys, you know, difference between 3 and 6 might be minimal in some cases, depending
right.
on where they get fall in the bracket. So, you know, might, you're better off not having more wear and tear for two more matches if there is an injury that's been bugging him.
I agree 100%. Give that shoulder a little more rest and, you know, give it all week and see how it does next weekend.
I think really the biggest thing in this tournament now for the WPIL is that, hey, if you don't get to that final, make sure you advance.
Right.
And if you advance, okay, now you got next week. You got to go get five. You got five spots open. So,
well,
go grab one.
If you're the level of gray also, it doesn't matter where you put in the bracket.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to beat all those kids, and you're going to be in the upper echelon with most of them, with the other wrestlers. So, you know, it doesn't matter really where you're at, unless somehow you get the top seed the first match. But that's probably not going to happen with him.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe has an 11-0 lead now. Mentioned Snyder, the only top seed in this tournament to lose in the semifinals.
That's right.
That was a crazy match, him and Nez Green.
Man, that was a really crazy match because in overtime, if you remember, Green was cradled at one point, and then it was Snyder was in a cradle the other time.
Yeah, but it's pretty rare to see both guys getting a cradle in the double overtime.
Right.
Final 10 seconds. Snyder of Latrobe is going to get a technical fall, 17-2, right at the five-minute mark.
Okay, and that'll bring up Rowan Tustin out of Waynesburg on mat number three in his match with Roman Thompson of Central Catholic.
Carter Morvea, North Hills, an 11-2 winner over Olszewski. So three new matches getting underway.
Yeah, and if you remember, Thompson was the wrestler that got pinned pretty quickly in his match. I can't remember who was.
Well, yeah, he got pinned in the second period by Elijah Brown.
Brown, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a tight match. I think it was 1-0, but then that headlock came and he got thrown to his back and pinned. Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan. Cam Dana of West Allegheny underway. Jake Conroy of Ringgold about to take on Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan.
So Tustin and Thompson scoreless here in the first period. Boy, a couple head taps and a nice shot in by Thompson. Just couldn't quite get to the legs to get a good grasp on him, but man, what a quick shot.
No score, 20 seconds in between Conroy and Collins. Takedown for Dana. He leads Rush 3-0. Rush taken to his back, but no back points at the end of one.
So we'll head to the second period. It is Thompson in the down position. Tustin will ride, and they're still scoreless.
And you got to wonder for Tustin how much thought he went into maybe going up to heavyweight. He did it last year, right? You have the top four in the state here in the WPIL in Brown, Thompson, Roskowski, and Conroy. And perhaps you feel you can compete against them, which he can.
Sure.
But you look at 285, obviously Shep Turk is a stud as a top seed. But other than that, I mean, Eric, McCona, Dana, I feel like Tustin would hold his own against those guys.
I have to say Tustin's probably in the finals if he's a heavyweight here.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Especially
based
on last year.
Right, that's
state
what I'm
qualifier
going
at heavyweight.
Yep. And just the way I got a chance to see the section tournament and how some of these heavyweights wrestle and everything. And yeah, I think he'd have a good shot.
And again, I mean, he gets the takedown here, and he's up 3-1 on Thompson. Perhaps he feels he can hang just as well with two 15-pounders, but, you know, he did it last year. That's why because of that precedent, I wonder how much thought he put into it.
Well, and I agree with you because, yes, he can hang with most two 15-pounders, but you got four of the top guys in the state in your section, in your region. I'm thinking about it myself.
Yeah,
I'm taking a look at that also. But then again, I didn't get to Hershey, and wrestle guys 60 pounds heavier than me.
That's true.
That are just as athletic as me. So, who knows?
Yeah, it might be one thing for the WPIL, but once you got to the state level, which obviously he didn't get a medal last year, so maybe that's into his mind. Like, maybe I do have stiff competition, but if I can get to state, I'm better off at 215 in the state.
Well, and he might very well be. And the score is 3-2. Tustin's in the lead, but boy, they just went off the edge of the mat, and he almost got rolled to his back.
Owen Rush of Canada McMillan trails Cam Dana of West Allegheny 4-0 now. He gave up an escape here in the second. They're wrestling neutral. It's 10 seconds to go in that second period. Owen Conroy of Ringgold wrestling neutral with Braden Collins of Canada McMillan. 3-0 Conroy, 26 seconds to go in the second. Fresh start in the center.
Time's going to run out here in the second period between Tustin and Thompson. And it is Tustin's choice. And he wants to go neutral.
Collins in on a shot on Conroy. Conroy just tosses Collins to the mat. Takedown. Not going to get any back points, though. But a 6-0 lead for Conroy after two. Takedown for Dana. Puts Rush to his back. He's up 7-0 right now. And Dana on the edge of the mat looking for the fall. Trying to get the shoulder down of Owen Rush. Very close to getting it, and there is the fall. Dana of West Allegheny by fall at 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Now, we've got a little bit of controversy over here. Tustin looked like he was taken down on the edge of the mat, but they said no, he was out on the hardwood floor of the basketball court. And now the coaches are over, and they are irate from Central Catholic because they said no, that should have been a takedown. And then Tustin took injury time, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, as we look at that, Jake Conroy, gets Braden Collins on his back. Collins able to somehow get off, but it's now 14-0. Conroy out in front. So no takedown awarded.
No takedown awarded. It's still 3-2. Tustin over Thompson here in the third period. Boy, the coaches from Central Catholic were not happy. And the angle we have, we can't really tell if he was clear on the wood floor or not. If he wasn't on the floor, it was a takedown.
I just saw a point go on the board for...
Oh, you know
there,
what?
There is that takedown. There it is.
They awarded the... You got to be kidding me. The referee didn't award it, went over, the coaches argued, and then he gave the takedown. I don't know if I've ever seen that. You've got to be kidding me. You either call the takedown or you don't. Now, had the officials gone together and talked about it, that'd be a different story. But they didn't. The one ahead official just went over to the table, and the coaches complained, and he made the call. So here we go. It's 5-3. Thompson leading over Tustin.
Conroy will get the tech fall on Collins, 17-1, and that'll be at 4 minutes and 24 seconds.
So there's a minute 32 remaining here in the match.
Let's move about 363 to mat 2.
And Tustin is in the down position.
Hamilton, McConaughey, you're now wrestling.
And now he'll turn in and get the one-point escape, makes it 5-4. 125 remaining. And now a shot in by Thompson, but he's not able to finish it. 115 to go. And a stalemate call. So this match got pretty exciting. Dustin into this head tie. Now Tustin in on a shot. Can't finish it. The They both come back up almost in a lateral drop position. 45 seconds to go. And off the edge they go. 5-4 is the score. Thompson out of Central Catholic leading over Tustin of Waynesburg. And back into the head tie they go again. Forehead to forehead. 35 seconds to go. Tustin complaining about something on his neck. Or maybe just, I'm not sure what he was complaining about, but now the official goes over, checks with the scorekeeper, and everything's okay, so I'm not sure what that was about, but we're back underway with 30 seconds to go. 25 seconds to go. 22, and now another shot by Tustin, can't get there.
I think you get a stalling. There it is.
Yeah, and there's a stalling call against Thompson. Thompson now with double underhooks will just hang on. And Tustin will get off the edge of the mat. Now caution for stalling against Tustin.
Because he was trying to get out of bounds to get a restart.
Right. 7 seconds to go. And it looks like Tustin's going to lose this one 5-4. And that's your final. Your winner is going to be Roman Thompson of Central Catholic, a 5-4 winner over Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg.
And one final match to go, D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel, Braden McConaugh of North Allegheny. They start the second period with McConaugh on the bottom. They are scoreless after one. Hamilton will give the escape.
And we will have a pretty big break until the finals. The finals start at 3:30. So just to let you know back at the studio, we're going to send it back for music at WJPA. And if you're listening on greensports.net, we're going to take a break, and this is where we'll be. Okay, correct that. We're going to sign off and come back in at 3:30.
McConaugh of North Allegheny leading 1-0 here in the second period. So let's let you know what the rest of the results we just recently called here in the fourth round of consolations. Going into this final match, 172, Mac Miller of Pine Richland, 5-2 over Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. Carter Morvay of North Hills, 11-2 major decision over Michael Oshuski of Moon. 189, Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. Tech Fall, 17-2 at 5 minutes over Mason Hartung of North Allegheny. And it was Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson by forfeit over Mark Gray. And it was Jake Conroy of Ringgold. Tech Fall 17-1 at 4:24 over Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. And as we just mentioned, it was Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic 5-4 over Roan Tustin of Waynesburg. And the other match at 2:85 as we have the final bout going on here. It was Cam Dana of West Allegheny by fall over Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan at 3:39. So this final one here, McConaugh of North Allegheny leading 1-0 after two. Hamilton with choice, he'll go on the bottom for the third.
So this is it. This is our last consolation bout. We'll be back at 3:30 for the finals. Third place match, fifth place match, and seventh place match.
And I'm glad they made that change. I didn't like the idea of the seventh place match happening here in this round.
Right. No, I agree. Down to 1:40 to go here in the match. It's still McConaughey leading 1-0 over Hamilton. Did I say that right? McConaughey?
I think so.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing I'm going with.
Surely we wouldn't both be wrong. Well, we have a stoppage in the action. Not sure why. The officials will come over to the head table and talk about it. Oh, I think there was a problem with the clock. They got it straightened out. There's 1:28 remaining here in the third period. Heavyweights, Fox Chapel's Hamilton. North Allegheny's McConaughey. Now 1 point escape for Hamilton, and we are tied at one apiece. Just over a minute to go.
The best high school seniors in the country, the state of Pennsylvania, and the WPIL at the Pittsburgh Wrestling Classic on Saturday, March 29th at AHN.
Always last match, always goes to overtime typically, right?
And we're 1-1, so it could very well do that. Could very well. So they had a stalemate call. 56 seconds to go. Both wrestlers on their feet. Not a whole lot of action here. Down to 35 seconds to go. I call this the big boy dance.
That's right.
Because they kind of just dance around and don't really do much. 25 seconds to go. You called it, Greg. Looks like this one's going to overtime.
Not a lot of overtime bouts here in this fourth round of consolations.
Really weren't. No. Down to 5 seconds to go. We're headed to overtime. Here we go, 1 minute overtime period. Now a shot in.
See a rare stalling call in overtime.
Yeah, by McConaughey.
Well, Hamilton got hit for it.
And there's a takedown, and that's it. So your winner is going to be out of North Allegheny, Braden McConaughey, as he defeats D'Angelo Hamilton 4-1 in overtime. Well, we'll be back at 3:30 for the finals. And for now, we're going to send it back to WJPA and sign off on greensports.net. We thank you for listening to us. I'm Sam McCollum for my partner, Greg Warnock. We'll see you here shortly.